I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for April 18th, 2016 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Mr. Lukey is absent.
Mr. Lukey is excused. Six members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Welcome to all of you in the audience tonight. Chief, we'll get to you in just a minute. And we're going to go ahead and get started here. For those of you that don't know, is it all right if I have your, introduce your parents?
Absolutely.
You go right ahead, introduce your parents.
My parents, Ron and Gail Mishka.
Hey, welcome.
Singled out a little bit.
And of course, Mike Brown's back from warmer climes. He brought the 80-degree temperatures with him today, he said, so. Welcome back, Mike. If you'd all join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Westfall.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I would like to add as 3A, a moment of silence for Lucille Lasky. I would also like to add as the last agenda item, whatever number that turns out to be, an executive session to discuss the possible sale of property and also possible litigation. Mrs. Westfall.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to schedule a committee meeting for the Utilities and Environment Committee.
We'll make that 14B.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to schedule a Streets Committee meeting.
Okay. 14C. Any other items for members of City Council? Hearing none, Mr. Sanford.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mr. Shaw.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. So the executive session will be agenda item 16. And is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved, second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'm sure that you read in your papers about the passing of Lucille Lasky. She may have predated most of you, certainly not Doug. Lucille was a great leader for our community. She had vision, she was honest, she was hard-driving and hard-working. She served the township for over 30 years, and her vision, along with Jim Sini's, led to things like the creation of the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District. They didn't always work on the same side, and they weren't always talking well with one another. But together, they formed quite a team, even though they may not have recognized it themselves. So if I can, let's have a moment of silence for Mrs. Lasky. Thank you. This council did pass a resolution in honor of Mrs. Lasky when she retired in 1998. At the age of 79, a week short of her 80th birthday, and she passed away when she was 98. She wanted to make it to 100. I didn't know it when I first met her when I was about 30 and started working with her as an architect for the trust for the township. She was already 69 years old. I wouldn't have known it. She was hard driving. She was terrific. So more power to her. And she, I'm told, her daughter told me that she took that resolution and hung it in her kitchen for the rest of her life. So township didn't honor her, apparently, but we did. Okay. Moving on to approval of the council meeting minutes from April the 4th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the April 4th, 2016 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
And moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the meeting minutes from our meeting on April 4th, 2016 are approved as submitted. Agenda item five, Chief, you have our new telecommunicator to introduce.
I do. Members of council, I'd like to introduce our newest member of the Sylvania Police Division, telecommunicator Benjamin Ellis. Ben comes to us from working 10 years at Key Bank as the lead teller there. He has no previous experience, but he started with us in the first week in March, and he'll be with us for many years.
Takes a little while to get your state retirement, so. Especially if you've already got 10 years someplace else. Tell us a little bit about yourself, family, things like that.
I'm married, been married for 12 years. I have two children, 7 and 10. We live in the Toledo area right now. Just enjoy hanging out, spending time. Just went for a 10-mile bike ride yesterday over on the UT trail, so do a lot of that kind of stuff.
Well, I hope they can adapt to your being gone at strange hours. Yeah. And we're happy to have you.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I go around and check everybody's hand for lunch. Nice to meet you.
Go back to work, sir. On a 12-day shift. Okay. Up to agenda item six, you have the Plan Commission's recommendation for approval, but it changed between the time that you sent it to City or to the Planning Commission and they sent it back to you. The original application was to go to R3 PD, and the service department calculated and found that they did not, if they dropped two units, did not need to go to R3, which is a much higher density allowable. And we asked them to go back to R1 PD, which they fit under, but not by very much. And I'm much more comfortable having that lower density there for the future than having R3 PD. So that's why it's come back to you a little bit different, but the Plan Commission did recommend that change from R1 to R1 PD. You do need to set a public hearing for that, and the clerk tells us the first earliest date for that would be June 6th. Does not have to be that evening, but that's the first council meeting night available.
There's no reason not to have it June 6th, is there?
I don't think so. Maybe a better reason is that that is the night of the Sylvania Chamber golf outing and dinner, but we seem to work around that all right. So I think that's fine. So why don't you make a motion, Mr. Hanum? Probably 7 o'clock, I'd say.
All right, Mr. Mayor, I would move that we refer Zoning Ordinance Amendment ZA-1-2016, that we set a public hearing for Zoning Ordinance Amendment ZA-1-2016 for June 6th at 7 o'clock.
For a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You may have some people here ask questions or listen to the proceedings that night. We did have one couple at the Planning Commission meeting. I sent my drawing home with them. They talked to the developer. They seemed quite satisfied. I'm sure that they'll talk to some of their neighbors, but there are several single-family homes, both to the south and to the west, that might have a concern. It might be a problem. Mr. Lukey won't be there, but Mr. Lukey did meet with the developer, did visit some of his other work, and told me that he did not have a problem with it. I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but I asked him before the Planning Commission meeting, after the Finance Committee meeting, and he said, nope. He didn't have any qualms about it. So you can check in with him prior to the meeting and confirm that. It might be old news.
Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Hussman.
I have one question about that.
Sure.
Would the fire department do a run through that we know that in the town? type development?
Joe?
Can it get back in there?
They would not have reviewed it yet. That would be more of an engineering design type thing.
Okay, but they will be for you.
For sure.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Okay. The road on the single-family residences to the north is the same as a public street, 27 feet. On the south road, they went down to 25 feet, but it's still a two-direction road. But it does not meet public road requirements, but it's still plenty of room for a fire truck in there. And all the buildings are single-story. Part of the reason he came in at, I think, R3 PD before was he had some higher density buildings, some four and six family buildings, but those are all out of there now.
Mr. Mayor, how typical are the private roadways throughout the area? Is that something that we have a lot of or just a few? I know there's one just around the corner, Shenandoah Circle, but is that normal to have those or is it something that happens for a while that the neighborhood association has, and if they change, what happens there?
The one right over there on McCord Road that comes off west, between Gaines Mill and Gettysburg. That one,
was it Galloway Green?
Galloway Green, that one went in as a private one, but it was built to public standards, and they did request to get that to be public once it was all done. But this one, because it's substandard, I don't think they'll be able to do it.
That's correct. I mean, the most recent one that's been from council is Pine Tree Village, and that was off of Highway Lane on the west side of Centennial. And that's the same thing. It was built substandard, but they were okay with it. They wanted it to be a private development. They're going to have an association as a public one would. So very similar to that.
So there's a process when they go from private to requesting it for public, and if it doesn't meet the standards, then you simply say, we can't do it, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Any further questions? Not. Let's reset the public hearing. Let's move on to agenda item 7, which is the King Road widening and resurfacing project. We're here to accept a temporary construction easement and utility easement. Mr. Shaw?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you said, with this piece of legislation, there are three easements that we are looking to acquire from the Toledo Lucas County Public Library. Included in this one are two temporary easements, which are used for grading purposes. And there is a storm sewer easement, utility easement, which will be used for storm purposes on this one. There's going to be six documents that we'll approve. The next three will be at a later council meeting, but Toledo Lucas County Board approved these easements at their board meeting on March 24th. And as a result, we're back here to get approval for these three easements.
These are part of our summer paving project. This is 49% funding by OPWC. And we're very pleased. I'm sure that most of you have been by over there. That library is a very special building going up. The blue is not a permanent color. I've been asked several people about that. That's a waterproofing color going on underneath the finish. So we do have proposed ordinance 22-2016 here to accept this easement from the Toledo Lucas County Public Library. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 22-2016. All members of council, having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Accepting an easement from the Toledo Lucas County Public Library for the purpose of construction and maintenance of a public sewer. Waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 22-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 22-2016.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 22-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 22-2016 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8, council meeting or two ago, we bought the chassis for a new dump truck. We're back for the truck body and snowplow package. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In front of you is the final piece of the new dump truck that we're purchasing for our streets department. As you mentioned, we had done the chassis and the ordinance 15-2016, and this will complete the truck, which will put all the bells and whistles on it. This quote is for $63,897, which will put the total purchase price of the truck at roughly $143,000. We had budgeted $140,000 in our budget. The overage, we believe we can cover through other things that we've been saving throughout the year, so we don't anticipate that to be a problem. So we would recommend approval.
All right. As Joe said, this was in our budget, just $3,000 more, and we have been coming in under bid on several projects. You have in your packets Ordinance 23-2016. This is for the Division of Streets. So, Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 23-2016. All members of Council previously having received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to accept the proposal of Henderson Truck Equipment, Ohio, for the provision of a new dump truck body and snowplow package for the Division of Streets, Department of Public Service, appropriating $63,897, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 23-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 23-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 23-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 23-2016 is approved. Agenda Item 9 has to do with our 2016 micro-surfacing project. Again, that's been a subject of discussion and is in the budget. You can see in Mr. Shaw's report the two neighborhoods and the streets involved. We had some streets we had to drop out, though, Joe. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. We had three subdivisions that were planned this year for micro-surfacing. This would have been late last year. And as we drove the pavements again this year, we always do a final check before we say yes or no on these. It is a rather sensitive project. You want to make sure you're selecting the right roads for it. And after we drove through the Sleepy Hollow subdivision, we removed them from consideration, which was about $60,000 to $65,000 that we decided not to do. They have some fatigue cracking and some alligator cracking that doesn't lend well for this type of treatment, so they were taken out. So we have Country Club Estates, which are the roads listed there: Alexa, Amy, Grenlock, Jeffrey, Rockdale, Wakefield, and then Trenton Place, if you're not familiar, is over on the east side. And then Centerview, Clearview, Northview, and Westview. And again, after we had gone through and did our drive-through on these, we all felt very comfortable moving forward with micro-surfacing on these roads. The total price for those is a little more than $100,000. We will be doing, with the remaining money of that, we will be doing some pavement repair in a few of the micro-surfacing areas. And we also plan to be doing other resurfacings with the monies that are still available. We had done this last year with Strouser Construction and felt very comfortable going ahead and doing it again. This piece of legislation allows us to participate in the Ohio Department of Transportation's Cooperative Purchasing Program. So this is the first step to getting us able to do that. So we'll go ahead and recommend it.
State term pricing that we do not have to bid separately. That's why we're able to do it this way. Mr. Fry, sorry about your neighborhood, Chief. Sorry about your neighborhood, too. It will be put on a list for a mill and fill project in future years. It's unfortunate we couldn't do that. That's what happens. Must have been a tough winter in your neighborhoods, or you drive too fast on the streets.
No comment.
All right, we do have Ordinance 24-2016 to accept this proposal. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 24-2016. All members of Council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Strasser Construction Incorporated to provide pavement rehabilitation work for the 2016 micro-surfacing project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $100,768.95, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 24-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 24-2016.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 24-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 24-2016 is approved. Agenda item 10 is ordered legislation to accept to adopt a policy for mowing and grounds maintenance within a street right-of-way policy for Boulevard Islands and Cul-de-Sac Islands. Mr. Fry, this came out of your committee.
Mr. Mayor, before we address this, this item came up because of a specific concern expressed by one of my neighbors to me, and I would love to have an opportunity to share this with him in advance of our adopting the policy. And unfortunately, I was out of town this weekend, got back late yesterday, and I didn't have an opportunity to do that. I would appreciate if council would indulge me, and if we could do a first reading of this and wait to adopt it until our next meeting so that I can do a little constituent service in advance of the meeting.
Mr. Fry, this is your committee work. I see no rush to get this done.
I have no issue with allowing Mr. Hanum to communicate with one of our citizens whatsoever. So
I appreciate it.
First reading. You can table it. I kind of like the idea of the first reading. Let's get it.
So for clarification purposes, being relatively new on council, Mayor, exactly how do I? And I don't waive the second.
You're going to read by title only.
Don't waive the second
and
word.
Waive the second and third reading.
Gotcha. Okay. So if I mess this one up, let me know. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 6-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Adopting a policy for mowing and grounds maintenance within the streets rights of way policy and declaring an emergency.
Second.
No further action is needed.
I appreciate council's indulgence. Thank you.
We'll have it back on the agenda for you in 2 weeks. Agenda item 11 is proposed ordinance 56-2015. This has been worked on for some time by the Zoning and Annexation Committee. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This comes out of legislation and the guidelines, accompanying design guidelines, come out of some work that we've been doing for a little more than a year, designed to place in a single place in our code the architectural design requirements for the various parts of our community where we have architectural review requirements. We've made Leslie work way too hard on this and abused her by amending it on a number of occasions. But we have what I think is now a good piece of legislation which meets the goal and a set of design guidelines which we've developed in conjunction with the Pogemeyer Design Group, and these are not only substantively a significant substantive improvement, but they're a significant visual improvement too, and much easier to understand and read. And the way we're, the design guidelines that are in your packets are not part of the legislation per se. They are guidelines. We do intend to create a link to the design guidelines from the online ordinances so that somebody who is interested in coming into town and figuring out what they have to do to develop a piece of property can look through, go to the code, find the code, and get an immediate reference to design guidelines, and it'll all be right there. All intended to make Sylvania a more business-friendly community. Now, Sandy Husband brought to my attention, and I missed it too, that we did at our last meeting decide that when we referred these items, the way these work is we refer, when you want to make a change in the downtown architectural district or the gateway district, you must get a certificate of appropriateness from the architectural review board. And currently in this legislation in section 1187.07 provides that it'll be referred to the board at its next regularly scheduled meeting, not more than 30 days from the date the application is filed. And I think we decided to change that to 45. So I would ask that you each note the amendment from 30 to 45 in the, in again, that's 1187.07. And I thank Sandy for catching that because I read it and I missed it too. But with that minor change, I am, and with the recommendation of the Zoning and Annexation Committee, I am, Mr. Mayor, I move adoption of ordinance number 56-2015. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Amending the codified ordinances of Sylvania, 1979, as amended by amending chapter 1187, architectural districts, repealing chapter 1152, design review regulations, repealing chapter 1150, neighborhood conservation overlay district, repealing chapter 1151, downtown overlay district, waiving the second and third reading, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 56-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 56-2015 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 56-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 56-2015 is approved. Thank you, Mr. Hanum and Mrs. Brining and the Zoning Committee for your hard work on this. This took a lot of thought to make sure it was all put together properly, but will make it easier for a new developer coming to the community to understand the requirements.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, if someone could send out an email or, through the system to let us know when the changes are completed with the links and stuff, that would be helpful.
Joe?
Just a housekeeping issue.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Page 2 of our agenda. Agenda item 12, Sylvania Historic Village Trustee Appointments. I know you all remember quite well that you are the actual members of the Sylvania Historic Village Commission, but you do appoint trustees to help you run the place. Mrs. Hussman is our representative to that group, does yeoman work with that group in the last few years, has hired a wonderful executive director there, and is bringing some recommended trustee appointments to us this evening.
Yes, sir. We have two returnees, Sue McHugh of the Lathrop House has agreed to do one more year. She had agreed to 1 year last year and has agreed to do another year to complete that term. And Bob Smith, who is our representative from the Sylvania Historical Society, has agreed to another 3-year term. In addition to that, we're very fortunate, I think, to have Dr. Mary Robinson from Lord's University want to be on our board. And according to Andy, she's very excited about doing it. And so we do have two more openings of our possible 12. And we'll be looking around and trying to find those right people and sometime in the next, well, it's three-year term starting May 1st, so we'll hopefully have them for as long a term as we can, but we're very happy with our choices for this time around.
The board is functioning well.
It is. We're very, very lucky, and what I need from you all is your signature. Is this the one that they need to sign? So I will...
This is Brandy. You might explain the process. This is not a vote.
No.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. This, the way the Historical Village Inc. was set up was that you are the voting members, you appoint trustees, so this is an action by your... By signing the document, you consent to appointing the people listed in there as trustees for the terms as set forth in the action.
Any discussion on that? This is the way that Carl Dorkus set this up years ago. You retain your position as the actual members of the Historic Village Commission. You're not approving, Mrs. Hussman?
No, I didn't want to go before, Mike. No, I certainly do.
Any further action to take on this, Mrs. Brining?
No, that's it, Mr. Mayor.
All right, let's move along to agenda item 13 then. There are your council packets, a notification from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control of a new D51 spiritus liquor for on-premises consumption only, beer, wine, and mixed beverages, and off-premises in original sealed containers only from Kobuko, doing business as Tequila, 5147 Main Street. Chief, tell us about this one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, this is a new request. The police department has conducted a review of all the parties associated with this request, and currently we have no concerns, nor do we have any objections to the request of this new permit. It would be my recommendation to council not to request a hearing at this time.
Hey, what's the, I know we have the address, what's the building?
I'm sorry?
What is the restaurant?
It's the, right now it's Memphis Pearl.
It's down there, okay. The old someplace else and over the years, okay.
Yeah. It's located at the South Friar Plaza.
All right, there's been a liquor permit there for years. So council has its choice whether or not to request a local hearing concerning this liquor permit. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that no local hearing be requested for the new D51 permit for Kobuko LLC doing business as Tequila at 5147 Main Street.
Second.
Been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to council agenda item 14. This is committee reports. 14A was on the agenda. That's a report of the Finance Committee meeting held last week on the 13th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you stated, there was a Finance Committee meeting on April 13th at 4 in the afternoon. The focus was a continued discussion on the finance and debt policy. Present were all members of council, as well as Toby Schroyer, Joe Shaw, the mayor, and also we had a guest, Steve Zanto. Steve Zanto joined us. He is from said sign or said scene and associates, and he shared information regarding maintaining a strong bond rating. He discussed the financial management assessment criteria and shared with us that Sylvania has a AA+ rating and that he has no concerns. He did encourage us to continue looking at our financial and debt policy and to take a careful look at updating and making sure everything is current. Further discussion focused on budget planning for 2017, and then we determined that it would be best to reconvene on Thursday, May 5th at 7:30 a.m., and that meeting will be held in the finance conference room, and the meeting adjourned at 5:10, and I would make a request that Mrs. Bucher post that meeting notice appropriately. Thank you.
Hearing no questions, let's move on to added agenda item 5B, a request to set a utilities committee meeting. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a, like to schedule a meeting for the Utilities Environment Committee. This was brought to us by the service director regarding a new contract for refuse. And the committee members for this committee, I believe, are Mrs. Hussman, Mrs. Westfall, and Mark Fry. Can look at a couple dates here and see what works. I know it's always a little bit of a challenge. If we were to shoot for May 2nd, which is our next council meeting at 6:45, does that work, or is that not a good time? All right, that's easy then. So May 2nd, 6:45.
Okay, Mrs. Bucher, you will post that one as well.
Yes, I will.
And then added agenda item 14C, a request to set a streets committee meeting. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Part of the conversation associated with the finance committee meeting dealt with some of the expenses associated with the future upkeep of our streets. And I thought it would be beneficial to set a streets committee meeting to get some additional context for myself and other members of council that need to be making these decisions on how do we proceed in the future and where exactly are our streets at relative to history and where are we headed in the future. So I wanted to set that, hopefully, if possible, before the meeting on the 5th. So what does everybody's schedule look like for the 28th?
Mr. Aller asked for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
In response to your list of questions. That gives him most of 2 weeks.
Fair enough.
You are a very thorough question asker.
I've been told that.
Yeah.
Drives my wife crazy too, so don't feel bad, guys.
So I would think that date is possible. It gives him most of 2 weeks. Joe, how do you feel about that?
I think we can get it to work.
There might be a couple items that we might not have the total answers. Most of those, I think, we can answer pretty quickly.
We could kick it to the 3rd too if we want to. I mean, I'm okay with that, depending on how other members feel in that regard.
When's the finance minister?
Who's on your streets committee?
Okay.
What are you thinking for either of those?
Morning or evening, either one, doesn't matter. Afternoon or off the top of my head, Mayor, I believe Mary and I'm not sure who. Everybody always comes, so I don't. Doug and Jason.
And you.
I'm actually.
Either of those work for me as long as they're at the latter part of the day.
Either of them do?
Yeah, latter part of the day.
Doug,
is better.
Yeah, what day?
The 28th or the 3rd, preference?
Of April?
Yeah, well, the 28th of April and the 3rd of May.
The
pardon?
I cannot do the 28th.
So you want to kick it to the 3rd,
Doug? I can do the 3rd.
You can?
Yep.
Afternoon, Jason, would work better for you?
Late afternoon, I mean the last of the day.
4-ish?
If possible. Perfect.
Okay, let's set it for 4 p.m. on May the 3rd then.
What you have in the service department conference
yes.
room? Jason, your meeting will be right here prior to a council meeting. That is the place to have.
That's right. Thanks.
Okay. All right. We will post those meeting times. Any further committee business to take care of at this time, either committee reports or committee referrals? All right. Are we okay with those dates? Okay. Very good. Moving on to added agenda item 6, that's 16, an executive session to discuss the possible sale of property and possible litigation. And council may indeed take action following that executive session once the sale of property is discussed. We need a motion to go committee of the whole into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Need the clerk to call the roll.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mrs. Capellini?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Vote is 6-0. I need to ask everybody to leave. We again do have an ordinance to sell property. We might do that when we come back. I even have to have parents leave. I'm sorry. Nice to see you, Mike. Executive session and committee of the whole.
So moved.
Second.
Clerk needs to call the roll.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mrs. Capellini?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Vote is 6-0. Anybody out there?
Yes, hi, I'm just here.
He's welcome to come in.
Come back.
Ms. Swanson is not out there?
She is not.
Well, we'll have to explain to her that we're not tearing it down. All right, we have returned from executive session where possible litigation was discussed and the possible sale of property was discussed. No action was taken in executive session. However, as a result of the discussion in executive session, we do have ordinance number 25-2016 in front of us. This is for the sale of property at 6715 Maplewood. Otherwise, it's the house right over here next to the parking lot. And the offer that we are asked, the administration is asking you to approve is to sell that property for $40,000 with the stipulation that the house is going to be restored and occupied and by a professional firm that meets our POR zoning standards. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 25-2016. All members of council previously receiving a copy, I would like to read by title only, approving the offer to purchase of Richard V. Stansley II to purchase the city's real estate located at 6715 Maplewood Avenue, Sevigny, Ohio, at a sale price of $40,000, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to accept said offer to purchase on behalf of the city of Sevigny, determining said real estate to be no longer needed for municipal purposes, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 25-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 25-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 25-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance 25-2016 is approved approving the sale of the property known as the, what's remaining as the Kepfer House. That brings us to the end of our agenda.
Mr. Mayor, before we finish, I think it would be good to say, while we still have the recorder going, that council was informed of a couple important things during our meeting, one of which is that it's our understanding that the structure is going to be rehabbed and occupied by professionals who we expect currently to be an engineering entity, so the house will be, the structure,
structure will be saved.
Be preserved.
And this
sale will also bring the property, obviously, back onto our real estate.
Tax rolls
for the benefit of not the city to some degree, but much more of the schools and the fire department. And also we will be able to collect our local employment / income tax, hopefully, as we go forward on that. So, and that it will remain subject to the oversight of the architectural review board going forward, should there be interest in the future to significantly modify that structure. And all those, we discussed all those and appropriately in executive session, I think served as background to all of us in voting in support of that sale. And so I think it's worth that being on the record.
Thank you, Mr. Haino. Kyle, I'm sure that Bill Sanford would be happy to give you more of the details. With that, we're at the end of our agenda. I do bring your attention to agenda information item B. There is a hearing coming up for a couple of our annexation petitions that was delayed due to an advertising error. This is Brining. It's tomorrow. So that's the most important thing there. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m.